You are now listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the share where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 6 of the TTPA. We're looking at Chapter 3, Paragraph 16, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Tetzain here with the Mishnah elucidated, the wonderful basic commentary and basic translation, looking at Rabbi Akiva's sayings, another last saying from Rabbi Akiva. Hu haya omer hakol nasun be'eravon umetsuda perusa al kol hachayim hachanut besucha v'hachen vani makif v'hapinkas pasuach v'hayad kosevis v'chol harotz elilvos yovo v'yilve v'hagabaim machazirim tadir b'chol yom v'nifraim min ha'ada midato v'shalom midato v'yesh lahem al masha yismichum v'hadin din emes v'hakol mesukan lasu'uda. Rav Akiva used to say, everything is given with a guarantor, meaning whenever one takes, quote-unquote, from God, i.e. he sins, it is guaranteed that the debt will be paid. He will be punished unless he repents. When there's a guarantor on a loan, if the borrower does not pay, the lender can go to the guarantor and collect the money from him. Thus, the lender need not bother to demand payment from the borrower as soon as the loan is due, because he can rely on the guarantor to pay him later. Similarly, God does not punish a person as soon as he sins, because God knows that the punishment is guaranteed in the sense that the sinner cannot escape from him. God therefore waits in order to give the sinner a chance to repent, as the Tosfos Yontov points out. Everything is given with a guarantor, and a net is spread over all living things. This is another metaphor for the idea that no one can escape justice. Just as fish cannot avoid the net that is spread out to catch them, a sinner cannot avoid punishment unless he repents, as Rav points out. Rabbi Akiva compares the world to a store. The store is open, and the storekeeper gives credit to his customers so they do not have to pay until later. Even though people sin every day, God is patient, does not punish them immediately. He extends them credit and waits until the right time, as taught in Note 1, as Rav points out. And the account book is open, and the storekeeper's hand writes down in it everything that his customers owe. Even when a storekeeper has his account book open, he is sometimes so busy that he does not write down everything that is owed him. The Mishnah therefore adds, and the storekeeper's hand writes everything, in order to tell us that the storekeeper described here, God, does not miss anything, as Rav points out. Anyone who wants to borrow can come and borrow. No one is forced to borrow or sin, God forbid, against his will. He borrows only if he wants to. This is the same as the idea taught in the previous Mishnah. Permission is given to every person to choose whether to do good or evil, as Rav points out. And the collectors who collect the money owed to the storekeeper makes their rounds frequently each day. God sends collectors, quote-unquote, who impose the punishment that the sinner owes, quote-unquote, however, quote, they make their rounds frequently each day, end quote, meaning that he is not punished all at once. Rather, he is afflicted just a little at a time to give him several chances to repent, as the Magen Avos points out. And they collect money from a person whether he realizes that he owes it or he does not realize, but the collectors have something to rely on, because everything is written in the storekeeper's account book. Sometimes a person realizes that he owes, which means he remembers that he sinned and admits that he was judged fairly. Sometimes a person does not realize, that is, he forgot that he sinned and accuses God of punishing him for no reason. For this reason, the Mishnah adds that the collectors have something to rely on, meaning that they have rely on God's account book in which everything is recorded. Every sinner should therefore know that his punishment is fair, because even though he forgot, God does not forget, as Rav points out. But the collectors have something to rely on, even though they collect money from a person whether he realizes that he owes it or does not realize it, but the collectors have something to rely on, because everything is written in the storekeeper's account book. God does not forget, and the judgment is a true judgment. The punishment never exceeds that the sinner deserves, because God does not seek to treat his creatures harshly, as Rav and Tosfos Yontov points out, and everything is prepared for the banquet. The banquet here refers to the world to come. The purpose of punishment in this world is to prepare sinners to be rewarded for their good deeds in the world to come. Even the wicked have a share in the world to come once they are cleansed of their sins, as Rav points out. So remember, Hashem gives you the life. Hashem has the store. Make sure not to take things on credit. Make sure not to sin as much as you can, obviously. But what do you do afterwards? Do you get up and you try again? Do you do better the next day? Do you try to do more mitzvahs and chesed and Torah learning than sinning throughout your day? Because otherwise, realize that the storekeeper will hold that account book open. He sees all the sins. He sees what you do. He sees what you have accomplished or not throughout your day, even if you're home alone the entire day. Hashem has that video playing that'll play after 120 years. Anyone could borrow and come. But we want to borrow time only if we're doing good things, mitzvahs and chesed and Torah learning. We want to make sure that it's all written down. Hashem knows what's coming and the judgment is always true. So make sure to do what you can in your day to have proper things going on in your ways, especially each and every single day. Join us next time as we talk about Torah and Derech Eretz coming together here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.